Shall we begin?
Let's begin now.
You're listening to the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast. And the Tulsa Shock are 6-1, sitting on top of the Western Conference, one of the best stories of the WNBA. And really one of the best stories on this team is Plinette Pearson coming back to being a member of the Shock organizations and thriving in this year's setting. Plinette, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
So let's start with the easy question. Now, what, you know, a couple years ago you were in Tulsa. Things weren't as good as they were with the organization. This year they talked to you and you decided that now is the time to return to being a member of the Shock.
Well, I just kept in contact with Steve, you know, Steve Satoa, the whole time that since I left Tulsa. And I just admired the things that the organization had been doing and the progression that they had made. And I just felt like it was the right time and the right place for me to be here.
Well, you know, you take a look, and am I counting right? Is this 15?
No, this is 13th season for me.
13, okay. Well, that's okay. Well, it's still, you know, that's a long shelf life in the WNBA, 13 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things that, you know, you've certainly had your shares of injuries and beaten up over the years, but, you know, there's a misconception out there that, you know, you've missed a lot of games, but you really haven't over the last few years. You know, 2012, you played in 26 games, and you've been over 30 every other year.
Yeah, I mean, I just pride myself on just playing through whatever illness, injury that I have and just go out there and try to give the best that I have for that day.
And, you know, the one thing I got to talk about here is now I take a look and am I seeing that you hit your first three-pointers in 3 years?
kind of extended my game a little bit. That's something I've been working on throughout my years playing basketball overseas. Just now, I just think I have the confidence, and the team has the confidence in me to knock those down.
You just figure after 12 years, it's time to add on to the repertoire, huh?
Definitely. I can't be complacent. I have to add something new.
Well, Plinette, you're off to a great start this year. Your minutes are way up. The numbers are outstanding. You know, you're actually averaging a career high in scoring this year. Just a matter of this backcourt getting you the ball in places where you can do your damage, or, you know, what's different in your offensive game this year?
I think it's a lot of things. First of all, I'm healthy. My body's feeling great. Second of all, I've got great guards and great players that have a lot of confidence in me. And third of all, I have a great coaching staff that just puts me in the places that I like to score and I can be successful in. So that's what I'm attributing my points and my scoring and the way I've been playing to thus far.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot on the guards here. Now, you got a great combination there with really all of the whole thing all the way through Skylar and and then, of course, Raquana Williams and now Kiesel off the bench. But, you know, you had a pretty darn good backcourt with Powell and Nolan, and then you had Smith in there. And, you know, in Detroit, there were some pretty strong guards. So which one's better? Which was the better combination?
I think both of them are great in their own respects. I can't think I can say either one is better. The Detroit guards had a lot of veteran leadership, and, you know, they're very tough and strong. And I think these guards are very quick and young, and I think that plays to our advantage right now.
Now, you mentioned the words veteran leadership, and that was something that I wanted to talk to you about, too. You look at your team, and then in the East, you look right now at Connecticut, also sitting at 6-1. Both of them very talented with a lot of young players, you know, and they both teams have gone out in Connecticut, Camille Little and Jasmine Thomas. In Tulsa, you, Karima Christmas, have gone and gotten veterans to help the youth on this team. What is it that makes such a difference having that veteran presence? What do you consider the most important part of that?
I just think the experience. Sometimes just being able to tell players, you know, that it doesn't matter if the team goes on a run, the other team goes on a run, that we just have to stay our course and just be steadfast and not come up with any possessions. That really helps players, you know, because they have a tendency when you're down and a team is making a run to panic. And just having that calm factor just really helps out.
You know, one question that I have to ask you, of course, is, with one place where I would think veteran leadership helped was with the whole confusion with Glory at the start of the season, whether she was coming into camp, not coming into camp. I'm sure that it was important that you were able to help keep things on an even keel, knowing that that was a position that you could play.
Definitely. You know, for us, it was a big blow to have Glory out for the season. And just in the beginning to have that uncertainty of whether she was going to come and be a part of this organization this year was very difficult for the younger players. But I think as training camp went on, just knowing that, you know, the kind of person that I was and the kind of personality and the things that I could bring to this team helped ease their minds a little bit on that situation.
You know, one thing that you mentioned you'd stayed in touch with Steve, and Steve and Fred Williams, of course, is a great coach and has a lot of consistency. The organization has certainly had its share of, you know, difficult and chaotic situations from, you know, Nolan Richardson as a coach who you experienced, and, you know, then Liz Cambage coming in and not coming in and whatever. You know, that consistency now with Fred and Steve and you and Karima, and of course Skylar and Odyssey being there for a couple of years now, you know, that really seems like the team is on the right path in terms of consistency.
Definitely. Consistency is always the name of the game in professional sports. But, you know, it's very hard to keep a consistent core with the way this business is. But having Coach Fred, who is a very stable and a staple in this community, which is the WNBA, and the things that he's accomplished with other teams, it is a great leader for us. And having Steve and Skylar and myself and Karima is just brings a lot to Tulsa, and you know, it's only showing the progression that we will make.
And there's continued growth, of course, of Courtney Paris in the post, and now Amanda Zowie B is another big body there. You know, you have always been a banger inside, but you know, now you also have that stretch four ability to step outside and hit that jump shot. What do you like to bring to them as the power forward, the four position, alongside, you know, some big rebounding fives?
I just want to bring whatever I need to. Defensively, just if I need to help them, I'm constantly telling Courtney, you know, if she has to step out and hedge on a pick and roll, then I've got her back. I just want to be that stable factor behind them and let them know that I'm going to be the utmost team player and I'm going to have their back at all times. I just want to be able to just impart some knowledge and wisdom on them, because I think they're great players and they do so much more than I've done in this league thus far, and they just need a little bit of guidance.
Well, you know, one thing that, you know, you left New York where the Eastern Conference was Mets and Mets last year. You know, now you go jump into the West with Minnesota and Phoenix, and of course, Los Angeles is always tough, and you know, this is a heck of a conference and it's going to be a challenge all season long, but you know, Tulsa is looking like a real strong playoff contender so far.
Definitely. Well, that's definitely our goal for the season. We really want to make the playoffs. You know, we've been working hard. We're taking it one game at a time. We're not overlooking any opponent, and we're just going to do us. We're going to go out here and we're going to play hard, and we're not going to give up until the last buzzer sounds.
And the crowds have been improving and coming, and really, you know, there was always a hardcore group, but it looks like attendance is on the rise too.
Definitely. I think the more chances that people get to hear about how good we're doing and the things that we're doing and the progression that we're making, the progress we're making, they're going to be more and more fans that are going to come out and really support us.
So what would you say is the biggest difference between Fred and Bill Laimbeer, other than volume?
I just think Coach Fred is a lot more relaxed.
Bill's not relaxed?
No, not too much. Coach Fred just imparts knowledge on us during practice, and he allows us to voice our opinion and try to figure things out amongst each other, and then he, you know, steps in when needs be. So I think that helps us a lot as players, you know, because sometimes maybe one of us sees something differently on the court, and he allows us to be students as well as teachers of the game.
You know, you and I had some great conversations when you were with New York coming back about reminiscing about the New York-Connecticut rivalries, the Detroit-Connecticut rivalries, and Bill coming in and Rick walking behind him booing the entire time, and, you know, the way that all went down. That was always a lot of fun.
That was definitely a great atmosphere to be in. You know, Bill loved to be hated, and he loved the boo, so, you know, it really energized him.
Last thing I just want to ask you about is, you know, we did mention briefly how good the backcourt is of Sims and Diggins. When you take a look at that team and you just watch what they can do, what is it that makes it so special? What is it that is so dynamic about that combination, those two players? I mean, in this day and age, hey, you know, we had the Splash Brothers win a championship in Golden State. Why can't these two win it in Tulsa?
Well, they're both lefties, first of all. Lefties are hard to guard because, you know, in a basketball player's mind, you don't really see too many lefties. And they're just great. They're just great players. They're great at their positions. They're great at finding their teammates. They're great at breaking down the defense. And they both can shoot, and they both can penetrate to the basket. So, I mean, they're just an all-around threat.
Well, Blanette, I want to congratulate you on what's been a great start for Tulsa and for you personally. You know, congratulations, and it's always great to have people like you in the league that, you know, just put in the work and do whatever is necessary and know what has to be done to win.
Thank you so much.
You take care, and, you know, good luck on Skylar Diggins bobblehead night.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.